The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. My name is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we are happy to be with you again here on another fantastic Tuesday night here in the month of September.
It's a tremendous Tuesday.
It is tremendous Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That should be our subtitle.
I know, tremendous Tuesday.
Gathering on tremendous Tuesday.
I like it. Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Oh, my gosh. So how are you, Heidi?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Craziness happening. It was Labor Day weekend, so it was nice to have an extra day off and just kind of be a slug for a while. And, you know, we just never do that. So it feels good when we can actually do that.
I can't say I was being a slug, but it was nice to have that extra day off to recover.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Considering my end of summer adventure, my end of summer extravaganza. For those of you that don't know, I decided with my friend Cindy, we decided to, because I live by a river now, and have heard through the grapevine of the neighborhood that it goes to a lake nearby and you can just kayak, right? You just kayak down to the lake and then get picked up in the car and whatever with your kayaks. And I thought, that sounds like fun. I've been kayaking that lake, so why not just boat on down to it?
Yeah.
Pop the kayaks in, drag them over through the yard, drop them in the river, and off we go. So we just did it without any consideration to anything other than the neighbor said so. And I'm going to tell you all, don't do that. Research it for yourself, because sometimes neighbors forget, especially if they maybe haven't done it for years or decades and things change or memories change. So if you're ever going to do something that you heard about, research it first, because it ended up being twice as long time-wise as we were told. And driving to get there, of course, I know a river twists and turns. Driving is about 3.5 miles, maybe 3 miles. So I'm thinking it might be four and a half miles. Yeah. And I'm like, that's a long ways. I don't usually go that far, but you're in a river, right? You got to be going with some kind of current.
Yeah.
So someone's going to help you.
Right? Or, yeah.
Oh,
not so, huh?
I just imagine the pictures that Tim was taking of us as we were paddling away. Or the last time we were going to be seen and he was going to be using those for evidence to try and find our bodies or something. I halfway through, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. And not that it was awful, but it took like 4 hours. Yeah. And calculating it after the fact, I found an app that basically you can put yourself on any place and just start drawing a line and it calculates distance, which is super cool. So if anybody needs it, I'll look it up for you. Because like for walking in the woods, for squatching, right? You can put yourself in the parking lot where you park or wherever you park and walk in, you know, you draw your finger over to like where we go to the swamp area. And then you know how far you walked. Right. And so it's cool. So I did this along the river. I'm tracing the path of the river. And by the time I got done, it was 8 miles. And I was like, oh my gosh, I probably would have planned a little differently if I'd have known it was 8 miles and it took 4 hours, not an hour and a half. And the current doesn't always go the direction you are going. The current doesn't always just flow one way. When it's windy, sometimes were paddling against the current, and it was like we were paddling in oil.
And did your arms feel like they were going to fall off by the time you were done?
Well, I think determination was holding that at bay. My arms were sore. Poor Cindy's hands were trashed. She's listening now. She's laughing, I'm sure, because she's like, we are nuts. We did not research this at all. And both of us were silently dying and didn't want to say to each other because each one of us, we talked about this later, each one of us thought the other one was just powering through, like no big deal. And when we get done, we both confess that we were dying and we're like, oh my God, I thought you were awesome and I'm dying and you thought I was awesome. And so anyway, we made it and we celebrated because we really felt like heroes and it was very cool. And we now would definitely do it again, now knowing what we are up against. So we would take more, you know, time, bring snacks, take breaks, you know, all that stuff and have a really good like go of it. And it was quite the adventure, quite the way to wrap up summer. But you know what's interesting is some of the areas that I was in, I really felt like it could be squatchy.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like, because you think we're in a outer ring suburb here.
Yeah.
It's not like it's complete farm fields and stuff. There's some city stuff. Mm-hmm. And so you think along the river there'd be lots of houses. There really wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, every once in a while there'd be a house and they're not all just packed right up to the river. So but there's certain areas where you don't see houses for I don't know how long we paddled that there weren't houses, but there were enough areas. And at one point she goes, I feel like we're in the bayou. Like it's really swampy kind of here, even though there's a river off the river in the, you know, on the land part, it was really kind of, it felt squatchy. And so I'm like, God, this would be kind of interesting to do again, you know, maybe looking at new moon cycles and kind of getting out there so that you're kind of not going through it in the dark. I wouldn't do that, but you know, going through on maybe a cloudier day and a new moon cycle and just kind of see what happens when it's not real bright out.
I think we need to look into that. I think that would be really fun. I can probably find a kayak somewhere and we can just go out there and just do it. You know, I think that would be a riot.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes when we have like a whole day though, so we don't have to rush to get to the,
oh my gosh. Yeah. It
was, you know what I mean? Cause we have another thing going on.
Cause we both, like there were different expectations for both of us. I didn't know she had something going on, which I felt awful that she ended up missing it. And I just, you know, have Tim who's going to pick us up and I sent him, you know, texts on the way, but he apparently didn't get them. And so he's panicking thinking I got to go and find him. And where do I find him between here and there? And
they fell overboard in there. So.
Seriously, it was, I mean, now it's hysterical that I thought nothing of just jumping in and going. And I don't mind a good adventure, but that it was stupid. Like zero planning. I don't know what's wrong.
What an adventure for the last day of the summer season, really. And I know we'll have nice days again, too. But really, they always, you know, Labor Day is considered the last of the summer, right? You know, just like Memorial Day is the beginning of summer. Yeah. So
it was a great, end of summer. And Cindy in the chat room, she goes, if you listen close, I swear I heard a banjo. I know, right? It was getting a little like we were kind of nervous looking around because nobody was around. Even the places there were houses, there was nobody. We didn't see a human until we got to the lake part. And I thought we could, you know, we could flip and get stuck and nobody's going to know.
Like, nobody. I know. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, at least you had more fun than me because, as you know, we talked about, I fell down and hurt myself pretty bad on Friday. So I was kind of an achy mess all weekend long. So that's why I say on Monday I was kind of like a slug. I kind of did stuff all weekend long because you have to kind of move around. You know, you got to kind of walk it off and just keep moving anyway. But, man, by Monday I was like just, you know, we did stuff, but I was like just not feeling it. But I'm fine now. So, you know, whatever. It's all good. It's all good. You know, the bubble wrap is real for me.
You need to really see it. You need to consider that.
I know, for sure. I am. I tripped over my own 2 feet in my driveway taking my dog, Melly, for a walk. And I fell super, super hard on my hip.
You were in your driveway? I didn't know that.
It was right when we were starting out. Yeah. And I don't even know what I fell on. There was nothing there. So it was just me. And then I walked it off, you know, but it took like quite a ways before I could actually, I mean, it hurt. And it took me about, I don't know, half of the walk before I was not horribly in pain. But then over the day, there was like a lump on my hip. It was like the size of a softball. And then it was awful. It really was. And it like stuck out. And I'm like, oh my God. And I yelled at Casey. I said, Casey, look at this on my hip, you know? And she's like, oh, that's not normal. You have to go to the doctor. Well, you know, if we went to the doctor over every little ball, come on, let's be serious. But then later that day, you know, my dog, Millie, came up and jumped next to me, and she barely touched it, and I thought I was going to die. So I did go in. No breaks, no cracks, no nothing. Just bruised, you know. So it's all good. But, yeah, I don't know. Oofta.
Yeah. So there, Kat had asked if you're if you bounced, and I said, well, she isn't a bumble. So cause if you were, we'd probably be searching for you out in the woods.
Yeah. No, I do. You know, for a while there, I didn't fall at all, though. I know that when we, a couple of years ago, I remember every time we went out in the woods squatching, I would fall. And that one time I swear the earth shook because I fell so hard, you know, but
I felt the ground when you fell. And I don't know how someone your size can move the ground like that, but that it's like your superpower. Stephanie's superpower is falling hard.
Right? Oh my god.
Like that's if that's a superpower, Stephanie is top.
Yeah, the earth cracks even when I fall. The earth cracks, you know, because I'm so short.
Well, and eventually your body is gonna if you're not careful.
Oh, I know. And the thing is I'm so short. There's really not that far for me to fall. So how do I fall so hard?
I don't know.
Doesn't it make you wonder? I mean, I'm all of 5'3" or 5'3½", you know.
Yeah.
I mean, barely off the ground when you think about it. But anyway, but we're all good. So
two different adventures, two different weekends, total opposites.
But we're good. We're here. That's what life is all about. Just crazy things happening all the time. So, but it's more interesting to hear about your adventure, Heidi, because you always really research everything to the hilt before you do stuff. See, you did a Steffi is what you did. Because see, that's something I would have done. Oh yeah,
that's totally what you do.
Right? And so you did a Steffi. See, I'm rubbing off on you. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. I don't
Lord know. Lord help me. You know, at one point when I was going, we hit so many rock areas that I would say were like little teeny weeny mini rapids. But in a kayak, they're enough to knock you out of the kayak, right? And so we were trying to maneuver through these and not either get hung up, which did happen, because if you have to get out to pull your kayak out, these rocks are like really slippery. And I wasn't worried about getting hung up on the rocks. I was worried about getting off the kayak and stepping on some of these other ones that are really slippery and like getting lodged in between the rocks and stuck, like my ankle or something. Or breaking something, I don't want to, you know, so that's what the big concern was. And I was so tired of going down these areas where there were so many rocks and you're trying to maneuver. And at one point, I set my paddle down, like, I don't even know, I was just done. Mm-hmm. I set my paddle down and I kind of aimed, you know, for what I thought might be the best course, but I had done that before and it was a hot mess. And so I just said, you know what, set my paddle down. And I said, Jesus, take the wheel, like literally out loud. I said it because I thought, let's just see what happens this time. And it was probably the best time I got through any of the rocks than the previous times. And so I'm like, high five. I said, you know, Cindy, you should do that next time. Like, just put your paddle down and just say, Jesus, take the wheel. And she's like, it did that already. And look what happened. And I said, oh, maybe you need to ask someone else. Like, and she's like, maybe. So maybe someone else will help you out next time. But it worked for one time. I just did it once. But I know that wasn't probably smart either. But apparently none of this trip was smart on my part. So I was just following, you know, my previous thought process, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, because Kat fell too in the chat room and she's all bruised and stuff. And, you know, one of the things they told me at the urgent care was they gave me a shot of ibuprofen. That's interesting, right? I didn't even know they had such a thing.
No.
But she also told me that the thing to do now, and this is what they're giving people instead of, you know, like the standard crazy painkillers that are so jazz you up. You know what I mean? You take ibuprofen and extra strength Tylenol at the same time because they're two different medications. They work in two different ways. So the ibuprofen takes down the swelling and the inflammation, and the Tylenol works on the pain. And so you take 2 extra strength Tylenol and 3 Advils, and you can do that like every 6 to 8 hours or whatever, but it really works. It really works.
Wow.
And that's the new thing. And they're saying, I said, well, funny, they don't have some, you know, pharmaceutical company doesn't come out with a new product, you know, ibuprofen and Tylenol, like everything else. And she said, well, I guess out east they do have it. And I'm like, really? You know,
oh.
So, you know, huh. You gain something new every time you go to the doctor sometimes, I think, you know, so that was a good one.
Well, there you go.
But anyway, it's so much better than being on the codeine stuff or whatever it is. You know what I mean? I don't even take that stuff. It's awful. So, but there we go. So,
there's our adventures for the last weekend of summer.
Yeah.
And we'll see how
we'll see
how fall goes. I hope it's I hope it's interesting but not that exciting.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, and you and I are both going camping next weekend in different things. So I'm going with Squatchers and you're going with the paranormal group.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be further north than you, but still, I'm hoping that it's not, you know, 30 above or 40 above like it is now, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
It's going to be a little chilly if it is.
Oh, Karen said they're having a hard freeze there tonight.
I know,
already.
I heard that. Maybe all the mosquitoes will be gone for us then. Because
that's true. Just freeze them out now.
Yes, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's subject is souls, spirits, and ghosts, right? I said it all wrong. I can't remember how we put it on the...
Well, it's all three of those. Just I don't know what order it's in.
But I had it in a cool
Which is
way.
Basically everything.
Yeah. 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 Kat, the codeine stuff, I won't even take it. Even after knee surgery, I said I'm not taking that, and I just survived on ibuprofen, or naproxen or something. But so ghosts, spirits, and souls.
Yeah.
So... You know, there's so many people that say, what's the difference between all three, that I kind of thought it would be a good subject. And, of course, everyone will chime in the chat room as well. And I'm sure we'll go off on other tangents, too, because we always do.
Mm-hmm.
But
before we get started, before we get started, I know Cindy's in the chat room. And if you want to, you don't have to, but if you want to type up what happened to you this weekend when you were at my house, and then I can read it, because I don't want to speak it or say it because it's not my words. If you want to, I'm not trying to get you to write up the whole, you know, you don't get to listen to the show because you're busy writing. But if you want to, and then I'll read it on the air because then it's your words. But it was pretty cool what happened at our house. So she stayed overnight one night. And if she wants to type it up, great. Otherwise, whatever, we'll just skip it, maybe use it for next time. But anyway, I just want to get that in there so you have time to write it up if you choose. So there's that. Because it was pretty cool. And it fits with our show.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're coming up on that time of year now. You know, pretty soon it's going to be the autumnal equinox. So things will get hopping. You know, I haven't noticed seeing as many spirits and ghosts as I did last year at this time, though. Interesting, isn't
really?
It? Maybe it's just because everybody's preoccupied because of everything else going on. You know, I guess I sure feel a lot of things, but I'm not really noticing like last year. Man, I just kept seeing shadow figures and ghosts everywhere, and this year I'm not really seeing that, but I do feel stuff. So I guess, but
last year was wild and woolly with the visuals.
It was.
Yeah. And this year, this spring too was kind of crazy, but last year I remember that was pretty, lots of visuals last year.
Yeah,
although, you know what I've noticed that's ramped up this fall, which is horrible. And I'll say it just because I can't tell you how many people have contacted me because they are being attacked by spirit in a sexual manner.
Oh, kidding. Really?
Not even kidding. I cannot even tell you how many people I have been contacted by that they are specifically, and I get contacted, if I was to look at a whole year, I don't even know what that was. That was my thinking grown or something. Cause it hurts my brain to think sometimes. If I look at a year and how many times I get contacted about something like that, I would say it's only about 2 to 3 times a year that I'll have someone that's being consistently and violently attacked in a sexual manner by some kind of entity or force. And that's too many for me. 3 is too many. 2 is too many. I have already had 4 this fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That they need help. Yeah, it's horrible. And so, and I don't know. I mean, I have theories of what is going on, how this is like happening, manifesting, why these people that I won't get into on the air because I know it's, it could cause a whole bunch of like uproar or whatever.
Yeah.
And it goes down a different rabbit hole than we want to talk about tonight. But it's really kind of freaky because these people are, I mean, obviously it's horrible and it's, you don't want to hear about it, that that's happening. Yeah. Anymore, but it's a real thing. And it's just, it's a really, I mean, you can imagine what a hard journey that is to be on and to do the work to heal, because usually those are not a one and done. Like, I don't think any of them that I've done now have been a one and done. Mm-hmm. And they're not even a 1 month fix, 2 month fix. This, we're talking years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That it takes to work with these people. And they've seen other practitioners. They've seen shamans. They've seen priests. They've seen mental health practitioners. They've seen whoever, wherever. And somehow they end up on my doorstep. And we can do it. But it, I mean, some of these cases have taken years. And I hate to tell them that in the beginning because it's so disheartening. But they're also at a point where it's like, well, what else are you going to do? You know, you can't live with that.
Right.
So... anyway, it's really horrible that there's been that many already this fall.
I don't like that. No. I don't like hearing that either. Yeah, it just goes flaws with, you know, this year is such a crazy, crazy year. I mean, nothing is normal. Nothing is right. Nothing we can do about it either. That's, I mean, that is something you can work on at least. So maybe of all the things that are happening, that's something you can try to help yourself out of. You know what I mean? But
yeah, 2020, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen at the, like, alien invasion level.
Right.
It's not even going to happen like low key one and done. This is like anything that's going to happen is going to be alien invasion level of, you know, of how it's going to happen. And that's just, I don't know.
It's just
nutty. 2020. There we go. New decade.
Okay. We're done. We'll talk to
hopefully,
you all next week.
2020 is the new, you know, it's the new decade. Hopefully we're doing the in like a lion, out like a lamb kind of thing. Because I don't want this to be the setup for how this decade is going to go, because that's just... oof.
No, and we were so hopeful that 2020 was going to be a phenomenal year. And now it's like somebody had written, and this is what I stayed up late for on New Year's Eve. Right? You know, it's like, oh my gosh. Well, okay. So let's start out with this. So let's talk about the difference between spirits and ghosts, for example, to start out with. But furthermore, a soul is in a living human being, but a soul, when we die, moves on, correct, to be a spirit then, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And ghosts are really just spirits that are still connected to planet Earth, and they're still, their ghosts are the ones that are really haunting, right?
Well,
how are
you
thinking of this?
So a soul is the essence of the eternal being, you know. It's not, I mean, for me, that's what I would, if I was to describe it, and I guess I don't know if that's how I would actually describe it, but I guess in, you know, thought here, a soul is the essence of this energy being, and it doesn't become a spirit, you know, when you leave your human body. And I don't even know if Steph is with us. It looks like she's kind of in and out here.
Sorry.
Oh yeah. Okay. But when you leave your human body behind and you transition, I don't think that the soul becomes a spirit. I think it's just a representation, like the human form is the representation while we're embodying, you know, this human journey. Then the spirit becomes something that a human or other being would interpret as that soul. You know, so instead of looking at the human and that's how you're interpreting or visualizing or connecting with the soul, now you're looking at a spirit, which is how the manifestation is instead. Mm-hmm. I don't think you turn into a spirit. Does that make, I mean, does, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're still always the soul energy. And so you're just viewed in a different form because of the transition of losing your human body at this point.
So the consciousness of a spirit is the soul. But, well, okay, so, and then a ghost is really somebody that finished my sentence. What do you think a ghost is then?
Me personally, I don't think there's a difference between ghost and spirit. I know people differentiate. I think it's just potato, potato. It's it's a word to call it something that's the same thing. I know some people differentiate and they'll say, like, let's say a ghost is someone who hasn't transitioned, a soul that hasn't crossed over.
Exactly.
And a spirit is. And I've heard that a lot. And I don't get that because that's like, you know, splitting hairs at this point. It's like, well, I'll just, you know, call everybody a spirit, you know, because that's how I'm connecting with them. That's my way of seeing what this is now. You know, oh, you're in spirit form. That's just where the soul is at this point.
Yes.
But I'm not going to split hairs and say, well, now I'm going to call you a ghost because you haven't crossed over. Like, that just feels kind of shady, doesn't it? It's like, oh, it sucks to be you. You haven't crossed over yet, so I'm going to give you a creepy little name. So I don't know. That's my interpretation. And if you believe otherwise, that's cool, too, because I get why people do it. But I don't want to get all mincing it around and, you know, dicing it up like that, I guess.
It's true. Yeah, no, I get that. But a lot of people, though, think that ghosts are, like you said, people, souls who haven't crossed over, spirits that haven't crossed over. They're still hanging around for whatever reason, unfinished business. You know, maybe they have a demented idea about what they need to do here still before they can cross over. But once you cross over, so once a soul crosses over, they can come back at any time, correct? So,
If there's a reason,
you know, like my dad, you know, I'm sure he's crossed and then he comes and sees me occasionally, you know, and says, hey girl, what you doing? So that's, you know.
But I mean, there's a difference with the spirits that have and haven't crossed over. I mean, their energy is totally different. And there's no timeline. Like, if they don't want to go right away, or they can't, or they shouldn't, or they don't know how, or whatever, then that's is what it is. I mean, granted, sometimes the longer they're here, they get weird.
Yeah.
It's like it's like you don't put food in the fridge that should be, and you're like, that's not good. But some of them, they could be here for a long time. I don't think it's their whole being. I think it might be a part that we would be, you know, technically investigating as a ghost or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they can't be here that long. From my understanding, what I've heard from my spirit guides, they can't just be here for hundreds of years and not get a little funky.
Yes.
You know, so I would at that point, think that maybe this is part like a soul fracture or something. And the rest of like they crossed over and there's this piece still here. But I don't know. There's probably a billion questions or ways to go around that. But
there are definitely some that don't want to cross over, right? Because they're here for a reason. Like I said, unfinished business, you know, demented something. I know somebody said demented. I'm like, yes, demented, you know, because some people, they just want to haunt other people. And you've heard people say, I'm going to haunt you when I die. And who knows if it actually happens or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that would be, you know, I think sometimes people can do that, you know, or I wonder, maybe everybody would want to do that, but then can you, do they let you, are you able to? I mean, there's so many reasons why it probably doesn't work, or you don't have the energy to, you can't figure it out. I mean, or you just, you get done and you go, oh, heck no, I'm not going back. What was I thinking? Good luck to you all. Yeah. Like, I'm out of here.
See, maybe again someday, but you know, we're done.
I mean, it all comes down to the soul, right? And then just different ways that it is presenting. You know, it's either human or it's not. You know, it's something else now. And so as humans, we need some kind of bridge to that being, you know, because we're human and it's hard for us to connect and identify with things that aren't human all the time. And so we need to give some kind of, you know, when you think of a spirit, you also think of it looking human, even though really it's not. Well, it definitely isn't. It's not really anything. It just isn't. But we give it a human form because that's how we can relate and we can connect. And so it's really not a human spirit anymore.
Yeah, it's a technically soul that's moved on, you know, that is no longer inside these skin bodies. You know what? It's 8:30. So let's just, we're going to go to a commercial break. And then, well, we've got some things going on in the chat room too. But so stay with us. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead. We know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Para-X.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
Geek ladies Sean and Victoria from Exploring the Paranormal with Geeks Paranormal are at it again with another amazing season full of paranormal celebrity interviews with amazing guests and stories of haunted locations and so much more. You will hear it first on Para-X. Tune in Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Central. You will not be disappointed.
Radio show on the Para-X Radio Network, and we're talking about spirits, souls, and ghosts tonight, or in some order there. And the chat room has been going bonkers here, so yes. We want to get into that so we don't get too far behind. Yeah. There's a lot of different outlooks as to what people think are spirits, souls, and ghosts, and so we should get into those stuff.
Yes, we should. So, you know, some people are like Kat saying ghost, soul, spirit are all the same. She thinks, which is kind of what you've talked about before the break. You know, Karen is saying she thinks of spirit as more individuated and a soul as more integrated. You know, that kind of makes sense too, because if you're more integrated, if you're a soul, you know, you're in a human body, right? So you're integrated.
Good. I love the different. You know, I love the different perspectives, and that's what I think is so cool about this, because no one could say they know for sure. Yeah. Like, I have my opinion, which I've already said, and that's what I think it is, but doesn't mean that's right.
Right.
That's just what I know today, and I could do something else tomorrow, and that could change what I think, so.
Well, because we don't know. I mean, you know, we haven't been there yet. we just don't remember. Right. Well, yeah, that's true, you know. And then Kat is saying apparition might be different. I think that's what a soul or spirit projects based on how they see themselves.
And I think it's interesting because my thought, which I appreciate what Kat is saying, but I think apparition might be is just a different word for the same thing.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know. Me personally, I just think it's a different, because it's not, we were talking about this on break, my opinion is that it's not the name you give it, is what it's actually, what it actually is, you know? And so you can call it anything you want. And this is where it came up in break that we were talking about. You know, if you have 10 people standing in a line that are paranormal investigators or whatnot, interested in paranormal, and you say, tell me what a shadow person is, you're going to get 10 different descriptions, probably. And I get that. I mean, from watching the paranormal shows, there are probably going to be 10 different descriptions from, you know, one different one from each person.
Yeah.
So I think the same thing, don't you think, kind of comes with this. You can call someone or something, spirit, soul, ghost, apparition, whatever, and they all have different meanings to different people.
Yep. I
agree. Based on their experiences or their beliefs or their thoughts or whatever, which I think is super cool. That's why I love this field, because there's no
There's no right or answer. Wrong answers. Right.
Right.
Right. And there's no experts. You know, we can tell you.
Who's going to say they're the expert? Or exactly. It's like, you don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. This is just what I believe based on the work I've done, but it doesn't mean that I'm right. Right. You know, so yeah. Anyway.
There's a lot of stuff. And Jerry is saying free will when you die. I think it depends on their force. Yeah. That's true, too. Kat saying force is in power, or force as in may the force be with you. Then Mike is saying the thing I wonder about spirits is what happens to a person who is a great person, but once after a traumatic brain injury, is it almost like their soul changes? I don't think the soul really changes.
No, I mean, our soul does evolve and grow and change, and you know, over time. I mean, over time, what is that to them? Nothing. But I don't think I don't think the soul changes.
No.
I think that the way that they're interacting now, because it's like something in the computer now that they're using to communicate is different. I don't want to say broken because that's not necessarily, I mean, some people might think it's broken, but now it can't compute what the soul is saying or doing or trying to do. It has to be done in a different way. And now there's different ways to learn. There's different ways to communicate, different ways to receive, all of those things. So I don't think the soul changes. This person can still be amazing. It's just that maybe their way of communicating is different or receiving is different. And I know sometimes people feel like when I've known people who have suffered from dementia and have become what I would say is very angry or mean. And I think it's just because they're going through a process of their body is different and they're not able to communicate in the same way or receive in the same way. I don't think it changes what their soul was or is. It's just now the way that they process or communicate or receive or whatever is different because their like computer, right, is different. The system operating system is different.
Yeah. Messed up. Yeah. And, you know, I agree with what Mike says. He says, I'd like to think that a person's soul is affected. Oh, excuse me. I'd like to think that a person's soul affected by injury can be freed back to normal after death. Yes, because they're out of this body, right?
Yeah.
So the soul is free again to be as they always were before the injury. Yep.
Right.
But I agree with that one.
Here's the thought. Was the soul always free? We just don't see it based on our...
It's true.
You know, what we're looking at in the human form, that doesn't mean that the soul is necessarily trapped. It might be what we, you know, believe is happening, but we don't actually know, you know? So it just could be a different way that the soul is, again, communicating, processing, receiving, giving, not receiving. It's just, So it's interesting to think, what if the soul isn't trapped?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Interesting way to look at it.
It's, this is a good subject. It really is a good subject.
Because none of us are right and none of us are wrong.
No,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rain saying, but what if the soul does not recognize that its condition has changed? Well,
what if? I don't know. Like, is that good or bad? I don't know that that's good or bad.
Yeah. I don't know. See, we just don't know. We just don't. We don't have all the answers.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so cool to think about, because there's just so many. Every time you put a thought or a question out there, like, what if, it can lead to 10 more, right? Oh, absolutely. Cindy emailed me the story. So when we're ready for it, I got it. She emailed it to me.
Oh,
so
good.
I can read it. Yeah, it's cool.
Good.
Oh, good. So I want to get through these chat room comments first.
So Mike is also saying, my observation of someone's soul, by that I mean, how do they react to other people, caring and empathetic or careless and dismissive? Yes.
Mm.
Well, every soul is different, right?
Yep. Every soul is different and we're doing different things here. We're learning different things. I mean, that's what I believe. So.
Kat is saying, like the elephants who don't realize they're no longer chained, only tied by a string, are people who have freed themselves from a bad situation but believe they have to be in the same kind over and over. Yeah. Rain's saying, get out your Ouija board. Oh, yeah. No Ouija boards at the Langer house. Let me tell you that.
I think I've got like four here that I just found in the garage.
Really?
Yeah. They don't email them. People do not email me Ouija boards. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Yeah, they mail them to me to dispose of them. And I've found a bunch that apparently I haven't done anything with. Mm-hmm. Oops. They're fine. They're not that bad. I mean, the ones that I have. Some of them are bad. Yeah. It's not the ones I have right now.
Some of them are bad, yeah. Actually, it's the people using them if they don't know what they're doing. That's where the trouble lies most of the time.
Sometimes, but I've gotten some words that I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, I know. Bad things happening in there. I know.
Yeah. So you got to shut that down.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No. Kat is saying bad situations or such can cause you to react differently to others, though doesn't necessarily involve your soul, which is, yeah, true.
Well, it's part of the lessons that we're here to learn, I think, because the soul isn't detached either. I mean, the soul this whole thing is about the soul's journey. And so anything that we're choosing or not choosing or that's happening to us or we're part of or witnessing or whatever, it's part of this evolution that we're on and discovering and learning and, you know, really getting to some of the core values of, you know, how are we learning to love unconditionally or be compassionate or patient or whatever, you know, we're still, that's like my understanding is more of the soul's journey. And so all of these things that we're involved in doing, witnessing, you know, advocating for, protecting, whatever, is part of that bigger, you know, overarching journey.
Mm-hmm.
And Kat says, do we get gold stars for those lessons? Sure. Why wouldn't we? I think so. Mm-hmm. Whatever a spirit version of gold star is, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
If I get any, I want them.
Me too.
I loved that as a kid. You get gold stars. That feels so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was great.
Don't we even say that today? Oh, you get a star for today because you did a good job. You know, yeah, even though there's no star, but you know, even just someone saying that makes you feel good, right? You get a star today because you did a great job.
On a soul level, we can appreciate that too. All right. I think we're caught up. So let me read this story that Cindy sent because it was cool. When she told me the next day, she told Tim and I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Okay, let me get my glasses on. So
it's serious. Heidi's getting the glasses on.
It's serious now. Watch out. Here we go. Okay, so this was Saturday night into Sunday. This is what happened. She goes, we kicked in around 12 midnight, and I read in bed for about an hour after. I fell sound asleep after that, a really hard sleep that is rare for me. I remember as I was nodding off thinking it's okay to sleep like I'm really out because I'm safe here, which even at the time I thought was weird because I don't normally think about being safe to fall asleep, especially at their house. Just being out of your element, I think what she meant, because it's not like dangerous here or anything. It's just being out of your element. So she said, next thing I know, I'm dreaming about being asleep in my old bedroom with the wood floor. And I hear something really loud hit the floor. And it was so loud, I woke up and was trying to figure out what fell off the bed that could be that loud. And I remembered I was at Heidi's and instantly remembered the floor is carpeted. So I went back to wondering what could have made that much noise and then blamed Tim for trying to scare me, because this is Tim's MO, right? He is a terrible prankster.
Mm-hmm.
So then she says, I thought about it for a few minutes, took some deep breaths, and decided to just go back to sleep. I was starting to nod off when I heard a noise and a voice. And it sounded like one of those Halloween toys, the one that gets triggered with motion sensors that sound kind of staticky. You know, they're not very high quality. It had a woman's voice, and it spoke at least two sentences and then no noise. At this time, she said, I contemplated getting up to check it out or to go throw something at Tim. I was really convinced he planted something in my room. Then I decided it would make him crazy if I didn't react, so I'd go back to sleep. So as I was falling asleep for the third time, the toy started up again, exactly as it did just before. She goes, I was really giving Tim a talking to in my head, preparing for the next morning, and didn't work up the energy to get out of bed to look that night. When I got up in the morning and looked for the toy on the floor, I couldn't find anything. I then told Heidi and Tim what happened, accusing Tim and getting him momentarily into trouble. Whoops. And then she said, I was so convinced it was him, and nope, it was not. He didn't do it. And she goes, I'm sure glad I didn't know that during the night. Because that would have been freaky.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
To know
sure.
that it wasn't Tim being a prankster.
So something else was happening? Or do you think she was dreaming? Or she had just a really good dream?
That's what I was wondering is, was she dreaming? So this is what I think is interesting. Was she dreaming that she was waking up and falling back asleep, but really the whole thing was a dream? But some of those dreams can actually be real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to just be dreaming and it's a dream. When you think it's real, a lot of times it is.
Yeah.
And so I wondered if something was trying to communicate with her. And the thing, the medium that it was using was this Halloween toy, which the reason she was thinking that Tim did this is because A, he would do this, and B, he had attached a Halloween, it was something that you hook onto your actual light switch. You like mm-hmm. mount it onto the light switch. And so it looks like one of those things that are on an electric, like a electrical box, the old fashioned, the kind that has a lever that goes up and down and turn off and on.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe an electric chair, I don't know. And so it makes a static crackling noise like you're turning on an electric chair or something. And so to flip on the switch, I think she was fumbling in the dark because it was dark in there. And when she turned it on, she's like, oh, this is weird. Why does it feel weird? So she flipped the switch and it turns on this cackling and this cracking noises and staticky. And so I wonder if that, because it had already happened, that was the medium that they were using to communicate because that was kind of fresh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a fresh thing that happened. But I still think that this was a real thing, that someone was trying to communicate with her, because the staticky Halloween light switch thing does not talk for two sentences.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That just doesn't happen. This toy is not like that. So I wonder if there was someone actually trying to communicate with her. And because she was so sound asleep and she felt really safe, she was kind of open.
Sure.
Or receiving some kind of message. Now, she says she doesn't remember what it is, but on some level, I think she does, which is really frustrating when you're trying to consciously recall it and, you know, mm-hmm. have awareness around it. That's super frustrating, and I get that. But on some level, she does have it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was trying to communicate with her, knowing, hey, you're safe. It's okay to let this communication in. You're not in danger.
Mm-hmm.
You're safe and protected. I mean, if you're going to be with anyone, you're going to be with Heidi and Tim, you're safe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if
mm-hmm.
anything is going to get you, especially on our turf, you're toast. You're
mm-hmm.
absolutely toast. And I think spirits know well enough to not do that. So they know she's safe. They know she's open. They can get in, do a little communication. Happen to be in some form that they probably could use anyway, using a piece of, you know, electrical, you know, toy or whatever, because it's easy. Anyway, I thought it was pretty cool when she told us the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So has anything happened to you guys in that house? Because I know you've only been there since February, so it's not like you've been there for a long time.
Not like that. We've had quite a bit of activity here, but mm-hmm. nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard quite a bit of talking. We've heard noises in different areas of the house. We've heard, in the beginning, I heard a man clearing his throat quite a few times when there was nobody else there. We've seen some apparitions walk through, you know, there's this one path through the living room that they like to walk. Nobody has messed with anybody here. Nobody's
mm-hmm.
been, you know,
mm-hmm.
bothered or anything. So mm-hmm. it's been fine. You know, there was a point where we did a blessing when we moved into the house. And at one point I said, you know, if you guys don't settle down, I'm going to do a clearing. And it just quieted down right away. And I know that that doesn't always mean like they're gone. It's just sometimes they're just being real quiet until mom's
mm-hmm.
not looking, right? But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it didn't feel bad at all. And so I was kind of excited for her to have that kind of experience, because that's like a big one. That's not like some
mm-hmm.
little thing. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Interesting. Well, you'll have to let us know if, for example, she stays overnight again and that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll keep you guys posted, because that was pretty cool. And, you know, if she does feel safe here, which I'm glad she does, you know, knowing that if someone could come in and communicate with her, that would be pretty cool, because, you know, it's nice to get some kind of spirit communication that you can actually put your finger on. And it's like, oh, they actually talk to me. So I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, and then Sherry was asking, how bad a prankster is Tim? Tim is an everyday prankster. Absolutely every day he's messing with someone. And he likes to mess with Cindy because she's kind of jumpy. And but Cindy is a slow brew when it comes mm-hmm. to payback. She'll yeah. brew for a while and then she'll pay back really good. yeah. So Tim has to watch it with her because I fully support her getting him back because mm-hmm. he is terrible. Mm-hmm. And but she'll serve that cold all day long and it is usually pretty good. So mm-hmm. He needs to watch out for her when she decides to get him back.
Yep. Cause it'll be good.
oh, it's good. It's always good. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Well, awesome. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So yeah, it'd be interesting. Yeah. So she needs to stay overnight again and see if, like I said, anything happens again and what happened, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We'll keep you guys posted.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hope something does as long as it's still good. I mean, yeah. I don't want to throw Cindy to the wolves or anything,
no.
but it's all good so far. I mean, nothing's been bad. So,
yeah.
and again, Spirit knows any of them, if they're going to mess with her, she is under our protection. So we yeah. will go after them yeah. like chase to the end of the universe and take mm-hmm. them down. So mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. just what I know.
Yep. Well, I imagine that she knows how to do that too, right? Because she's been hanging around with you enough, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I hope so. I but, know. You know, yeah. I just know that the word is out on Tim and I that we can do some mm-hmm. serious damage if we need to. So,
mm-hmm. absolutely.
In the spirit world, I should say. Not here. Yeah. But spirit world has yeah. traveled.
Yeah. So, goodness. Well, you know, people have been chatting in the chat room still, but they're talking about lessons and...
Oh, Cindy said in the chat room, she goes, I'm game. I'm hoping it happens again.
yeah. Do it. Maybe sleep with a voice recorder on, too.
You no. Know, just to see.
No. Well, yeah. Well, you could just to see if you hear anything.
No.
Well, I know you're
if
asking.
If they want to get through, they're going to get through. We don't need to invite them.
Know, but, you know, it just would be fun. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just saying. I would.
Well, because it's not your house.
I know. it's saying. True. It's
no.
true.
Public service announcement. Do not record while you're sleeping to try and communicate with spirits, everyone on the planet. Don't do it. All right.
There it depends. If I'm on an investigation, I would do it.
Well, and then you open it up and close it down.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't let anybody do that in my house either, honestly, to be truthful.
I mean, and frankly, I don't do it a lot in other people's houses either because I just want to go in and like clear it and close it down.
Yeah.
I don't want to stir it up before I, you know, I don't want to make it worse before I have to fix it.
Yeah, Karen is saying just the intention of being open is an invitation.
Right,
which is,
exactly.
It is
and
true.
We just set some protections and then she'll mm-hmm. be fine. Mm-hmm. And she's under umbrella, so mm-hmm. it's like you get the mm-hmm. smackdown if you mess with my peeps.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I know. They don't mess in my house either, let me tell you.
Yep.
So, okay, you might mistake a strange noise for snoring. Well, yeah, that's true. You never know what you're going to find on those EVPs, the voice recorder. So,
sure. You know, speaking of, we're still going through evidence from that investigation last month, and we're still getting
stuff
like voices and things. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it really is. Those places are pretty active. And, you know, you think about what we're talking about tonight, ghosts and spirits and souls and whatever. And, you know, some of these, the people that lived there were, you know, it's sad too when you think of people that lived in a place that they were not maybe aware of what was going on. So do they have the ability to cross over? We mentioned this earlier tonight. Do they have the ability to transition and cross over when they're not in the right state of like human mind? I think that does happen. You know, when we are in a different mental state or under some kind of, you know, drugs from, you know, even just to keep us from being in pain, you know, if we're transitioning and, you know, from an illness mm-hmm. or something, that can affect our ability to transition and cross over and do that fully and completely. So you have to wonder, is that why some places, especially like this home that was for, you know, is a poor house and an insane asylum, is that why some of these people are there still, or these spirits, or did they come there because so many people, because that's always the thing you wonder, do these spirits or souls or ghosts or whatever, are they going to places like that because it's so heavily investigated that they know they'll get attention or help or whatever in some way, shape, or form, so they're coming from somewhere else? Or is it, again, residual, so they're not, there's no awareness there? I don't know. It's just, it's interesting to think about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this has really been a good subject. We've talked about a lot of different things. So this is, as usual, we have great listeners who always pipe in, and then it goes down different avenues. So before we go, we have to, so the call, I just have to plug this for the calling. So they have a paranormal group on their show tomorrow, Heidi, and they have the most unusual name, right? So it's three women in this paranormal group, and the name of this paranormal group is Three Girls and a Cape. Isn't that wild? So I kind of think they're going to be wild ones. So I think Kim and Jerry have their hands full and Willow with these girls. I think they're going to run for their money. Anybody with the name Three Girls and a Cape? I think it'll be awesome. So listen to the calling tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But yeah, this is really... so Kat's saying she's not convinced there's an over to cross to. Maybe we just stick around till we're comfy enough to decide where to next and either reincarnate or wherever.
Yeah, I think it's cool that this topic can bring up so many different ideas and beliefs and possibilities. So
awesome. I do. Yeah, because the people are still, you know, talking about it.
Yeah, awesome. It's cool.
Awesome. And so this is September, and we have a bunch of good shows for you guys, but we haven't tied people and dates yet. So, but as you know, October is one of our favorite months here on the Gathering Radio Show. So be rest assured that, you know, we're going to have some good ones coming up. And even here in September, we have some really good ones. At the end of the month, we have a voodoo gal named Jezebel from down in Louisiana, who's going to join us and talk about voodoo. So that'll be really fun. And then she's also going to talk about the Day of the Dead, which is, of course, at November 1st, right?
Yep.
So right after Halloween.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, we do have quite the the list of cool things. Like, we really don't have an open show coming up for at least until November. Yeah. But we can't talk about any of it because none of it's for sure. So we just know that we have good stuff planned over the next month and a half with guests and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yes, because the veil is thinning. And as you know, once the autumnal equinox happens in a couple weeks, well, then, you know, all craziness happens. So we're excited because it's that time of year. This is my favorite.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, lots of people have stuff cooking, so we want to connect with them and find out what's going on.
You know,
I don't think any of them are wearing capes, though. So
I don't think so.
Get
either.
On that. Someone with a cape.
You know, I'm wondering, when does the equinox happen, Heidi? Do we know what the date is? Because our show is on the 22nd, and isn't the equinox, don't they usually happen like the 21st or the 22nd of the month? Wouldn't that be fun if our show was on that?
It is Tuesday the 22nd.
All right. So see,
at 8:30 a.m. So,
but same day. So that's going to be, that'll have to be our equinox show, whatever, you know, whatever the topic or our guest is, but that will be the Gathering Equinox. And, you know, then all craziness happens.
Yes, it does.
So anyway, Kat is saying she's hoping it's a big cape for those girls. Yeah, absolutely.
Do they share it? Do they each take turns? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, really. I mean, how do you work that? I'm not really sure. But anyway, listen, everyone, thank you for joining us. The troops, if you're listening, thank you very much for your service and for joining our crazy show again.
Once again. And everybody in the chat room, awesome chatting, comments, everything. Mm-hmm. We're super glad to have you here. Everybody listening, wherever you're from, thanks for tuning in and supporting our show. We love having you listen in. And Para X, thank you for hosting us. We love being here. And Sarge, our most amazing producer, thank you once again for a great week. And we are so looking forward to being back next week for our next Tuesday, amazing Tuesday show.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. Make it a good week.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good week.